morning and welcome to What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon, filling in for Steve Bakken. Today is Pat Finken. We welcome your phone calls, as always, at 800-228-0550. Answering the question, what's on your mind? 701-258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Tripper Talk today on the program. A little later on in this hour, we're going to talk with two members of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, answer any and all of your questions about issues on the highway with two of the troopers. It'll join us, Sergeant Chad Hermanson and Trooper Gerald Baumgartner. It's Wednesday. We always get the word from Washington in our talk radio town hall with Congressman Kramer, who graciously clears his schedule to chat with North Dakotans once a week on key issues, and there's been a lot of those this week. So Kevin will be here next hour as well. In the meantime, you let us know what's on your mind. Morning, Pat. How are you?
Good, Scotty. Thanks for letting me come sit in the big chair while Steve's on the road. I understand he's making his way back from an oil conference out in Denver. So nice to be here. This is my first chance to come in and guest host under the What's On Your Mind banner. So I'm really looking forward to it.
But you're a talk radio pro, so you're in familiar territory.
Yeah. That is such an overstatement. Yeah, this is one of those deals where, you know, it's kind of like my golf game. No matter how much I practice, there's only so much that I can accomplish. So it's a weak form of my luckily, I don't have to make a living doing this. That's all I can say. Hey, lots of stuff going on. I'm glad. I can't wait to get Kevin Kramer on the air today. There's a lot going on out there, and this Farmville stuff is really quite intriguing. I mean, obviously the Farm Bill is vitally important to North Dakota, and it's important we get that done. But the process that this is going through and the iterations that it's going through is really quite intriguing. When they split that from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and broke that into two pieces, because, you know, obviously they call it a Farm Bill, but 80% of the money goes into the Nutrition Assistance Program. When they did that, there's a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth, and quite frankly, it does highlight how much of that money actually goes into the Farm Bill, and at least it shows people what that Farm Bill really is all about, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. You know, there are some, I don't know that I would have gone the route of splitting it up, because there's some who believe that long-term it's important to link those two to get the votes, but you know what? It's going to conference committee, and that's a step in the right direction. It will be interesting to watch in the coming weeks and to get Kevin's perspective on it when we get into it a little later this morning.
We did get word that it is going to conference. That was the big news out of the Senate yesterday, so that is good news. The other thing I want to talk to you about is something we briefly touched on this week, but a vote happened yesterday in the McLean County Commission on a proposal from Great River Energy to take a landfill reserve for fly ash that no longer was needed for fly ash because that's sold and use it instead for oil field waste. And some tactics by environmentalists with an extreme view came in and scared enough folks that the county commission has voted to deny.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely... That's absolutely what's going on there. Now, keep in mind that with this vote, there are people in McLean County who are genuinely concerned about what was happening, and had some concerns about it. But a lot of the things that they were concerned about were being fed by these groups. We're fed by these radical environmental groups, and quite frankly, that's the disturbing trend here. If you follow any of what the environmentalists are doing nationally, they're targeting counties as a way of disrupting the development of fossil fuel, whether it's coal, oil, or natural gas. That's their strategy, is to go at this. Now, I want to be clear about this, that the issue with McLean County was that there were people in the county who had some genuine concerns. Unfortunately, they weren't well-founded. In fact, they were without merit completely, because the things that they were worried about, like things like radioactivity in the waste or toxic waste being stored there, wasn't what the landfill was going to be used for. And so as a result of kind of this manipulation by these radical groups, they created quite a stir there and scared a lot of people away from the project. And as a result, they voted not to embrace the project. It's really unfortunate, too, because the reality is that this is one of the most sophisticated landfill operations in the state of North Dakota, far and away exceeded any kinds of state and federal requirements for storing the kind of oil field waste that they were going to store. And keep in mind that, you know, we use the word waste in reference to this, but largely what they were going to store there were cuttings, which is basically mud, coal they dig up, some petroleum product kinds of things that were part of the, you know, whatever they drilled through, and mostly just sludge and mud. And that's what they were going to put in these landfills. It was not toxic. It was not hazardous. It was not radioactive. And yet, because of those scare tactics, they created enough of a stir. And what's disturbing about this is, number one, that, you know, we're going to see that kind of thing play out in this state, but more so that we're going to go to these. Quite frankly, the victim in this case is the truth. The truth is, it was a good project and not a hazardous concern for the local environment. But this is the kind of stuff that North Dakota is going to start to see, because these national groups are targeting North Dakota right now, and quite frankly, it's a concern that we're going to start to see play out here in North Dakota. They're targeting North Dakota for that kind of activity, and that's not just coming from local groups. That is also being talked about by these in their national meetings. In fact, if you go to the website of the Dakota Resource Council or the Sierra Club, you'll see North Dakota prominently front and center on that stuff.
And that worries me. I wonder if it worries you. Let us know at 800-228-0550. Those tactics should not get in the way. I mean, the facts are being set aside here for a larger agenda to say we don't like fossil fuel development, and therefore we're going to use these tactics to scare people. That's a troublesome trend, by the way. It started in other states, but having it come here is worrisome. You agree? Let us know. 800-228-0550. Let's get to some calls here. Larry wants to weigh in on the Underwood issue, and Robert wants to talk about John Boehner in the House. So let's start with Larry in Underwood. Go ahead, Larry. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, folks. See, I testified against that landfill. A lot of our neighbors did. And I was part of the original group starting it. I have never spoke to an outside individual. I have a concern about our water in that here. And the honesty and integrity of GRE, I spent almost 20 years working for. I worked on their loop crew. When I had 350 gallons of oil that came back contaminated, instead of them sending it out, they wanted me to blend it down so it would make specks. Now, I knew if I did that, I would be open to prosecution, fines, and imprisonment by OSHA. I refused to do it until I had a work order in my hand. It took them 6 months to have finally one of their people author a work order. This is not about that. When we have water contaminated, it's too late. I right now work in the oil patch. I know about that stuff. I've been out there. If it's so clean, so good, why don't they just go in and take it someplace that wants it? We don't want it. It's not your land. It's not your water. But living in Bismarck, my watershed does run into the Missouri River, and my watershed comes from on both the north and the south side of that. Once it is contaminated, we are messed up forever. And I don't want to take a chance now. I don't want my life.
Larry, Pat, let's talk a little bit about water and protections for the water. Are Larry's concerns legitimate about the water being contaminated as part of this project?
Well, again, this is where the emotion has trumped the science in this. Clearly, the landfill made all the proper steps in ensuring that that didn't happen, both from the kinds of waste that it was going to deal with and in terms of the protections in place. Now, Larry, don't misunderstand. I grew up in that part of the world. I grew up in a little town called Douglas. You probably know it because you're from Underwood. My dad did business, so working with Leighton Freeburg, building homes in those days in the Underwood area. I grew up there. I understand the concerns. And yet, on the other side, there's no scientific evidence that your concerns were valid. But I get the emotion. I get the fact that there is local. But for you to disavow that there was an effort by outside groups to influence that, that's not totally honest. Maybe you didn't talk to them. But people testifying at that hearing were coming from all over the state. In fact, the public comments came from as far away as Chicago and Cleveland. because this, of course, is on the national radar. So there is an effort by these groups to cause conflict at the county level as a way to obstruct the development of oil and natural gas and coal development. You yourself are benefiting from that. We got to do something responsible with that oil field waste. You live there. You work in that environment. And yet, you know, we've got to also be able to take those things that go with it as well.
Larry, thanks for the call. To keep rolling, at least start with Robert here. Robert, go ahead. You're next on What's On Your Mind up in Beulah. Go ahead, Robert. Robert, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, I can't, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, great local issues. Keep the industries honest, keep local control, and keep informed. And I wish to thank someone publicly, Mr. John Boehner, the House Speaker. His choking emotions and tears were for myself initially. I am Robert of Velva, also known as Farm Boy, and for what was done and being done to myself and my family. I want everyone to know, for going forward, I am a Norwegian white male, heterosexual.
All right, Robert, thank you for the call. Got to take a break. Appreciate it. More coming up.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Talk coming up later on in the program. Two North Dakota Highway Patrol officers will join us. One of our Facebook questions today: do you think a speed limit reduction is due in the oil patch to deal with the traffic safety concerns there? We'll talk with the troopers about that and welcome your input on that on our Facebook page, which you can find from What's On Your Mind Radio.com. We also have Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour for the full hour taking your calls. In the meantime, tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. And Rod in Minot is next. Go ahead, Rod.
Yeah, good morning. I work with two of those waste treatment facilities for oil cuttings. One is south of Tioga on the top of Missouri River, and the other one's down off Highway 85. I sell products directly to them. The people down there in McLean County did the right thing. You know, for him to say they're not toxic, I mean, you get within 4 or 5 miles of that thing, it smells just like a diesel fuel drilling rig, because these cuttings are diesel fuel and a bunch of nasty chemicals. That's why they use 60-mil liners and everything. And the truck traffic is atrocious. That's why they strategically put those where they did. So I applaud them
for
what they did. All they have to do is go down there and look at a couple of them.
So, Rod, my question for you is, you talk about truck traffic is atrocious. Let's talk about that. Great River and the Department of Transportation were estimating that there were going to be 30 trucks a day coming into that. That's less than 1% of the total traffic on Highway 83. How is that onerous? That's lost on me. I mean, I get that's one of the talking points of these groups, and that what was being pushed in this. And I'm not saying that you're part of that. I'm just saying that that's the kind of stuff that they were pushing. And this is a different case. They had a very well defined. In fact, the only stuff that could be stored there was on the EPA list of non-hazardous materials. That was all that they were going to take there. But the truck traffic is another avenue, and because of, you know, that's just tying into what's going on in Western North Dakota in general. And hoping to scare people in that. That's one of the things they really pushed hard. But it is true. I mean, that is what they were expecting to see, 3 trucks an hour for 10 hours a day during their operations, 6 days a week. And then plus they had a road that was dedicated to just that from the highway to the landfill. So you're talking about 1% or less of the traffic on 83 affected by this landfill.
Well, then I would applaud it. Then I would say that changes everything.
Well, and that's the point. That's my point, is that the information has been so misconstrued. Quite frankly, you know, they're using scare tactics to get people's attention, turn people against the project, and a lot of it is just not true. And this is a classic example of what I'm talking about. That's the kind of information. I think if people in McLean County knew what you knew, would have the same reaction you just did.
Well, that would be true, because if you saw the traffic, they get 30 trucks an hour around the clock. So that definitely would change my view on this.
Yeah, they were not set up to do that. So anyway, great call and a great point. Kind of reinforces what I'm talking about. We got Lloyd on. Let's go to Lloyd. Lloyd, welcome to the show.
You there?
You bet. What's on your mind?
Well, from what I understand, that water being contaminated had a lot to do with fracking. Because they showed on TV, this guy on PBS was lighting his, turned on his water faucet and stuck his lighter under there and shot a flame out of it. And there's a lot of these earthquakes happening. And if you do some research on it, a lot of them are happening near those fracking areas. There was an expert on there even saying that when you frack the ground like that, that's the same thing as, you know, causing an earthquake. That's how it happens.
Couple of things for you, Lloyd. First of all, let's talk about the landfill issue. The materials that were coming into the landfill that were going to be delivered, and this is part of, again, the misinformation that's out there, were before they fracked the well. This is the cuttings when they drill the hole, but nothing after.
Yeah.
In fact, this thing couldn't handle, they were not allowed to handle the fluids from this deal. But as far as lighting the faucet, that's one of those things. We've run into that story time and time again over the years. And, you know, 100 years ago, there are stories of people lighting water on fire down in southwest North Dakota because there's natural methane in that. And, of course, that has nothing to do. In fact, the EPA, the one study that they had that was trying to make that case, just recently pulled it because they couldn't defend the science behind it. So I get that those things are kind of legend in the opposition to fracking, but the truth is that where that has happened, like in southwest North Dakota, there's been methane in the water source for a long time and long before fracking was ever used in North Dakota. Again, just the mythology that's surrounding a lot of this stuff.
Didn't we have?
What I'd love to see, Lloyd.
Not too long ago, wasn't there an earthquake in Williston not too long ago?
Yeah, I don't remember that, but if it was, it must have been pretty small.
Well, it was on the news.
Well, again, you know, that's part of the, at this point, all mythology around this. There's no studies that support that position, just hearsay on the internet. And again, it's kind of like you can't believe everything on the internet on either side of the equation.
Well, no, but I mean, it was actually on the news in North Dakota.
There could very well have been. There have been earthquakes from time to time over the years, and certainly tremors that are felt here that are from larger quakes around. But I don't know that that's. I guess I'm not familiar. Scotty, are you?
I heard some, but you know, what it was, we just came up with a 50-year anniversary of one in Bismarck, too. I mean, earthquakes have happened forever. It's sort of like lighting water on fire. I mean, I think, unfortunately, here's what's happening. There is a clear-cut agenda against fossil fuel development, and so you gin up these things to try and use them. And unfortunately, some people then connect those dots unfairly. But I think there is zero evidence that suggests fracking is causing earthquakes. I think that's again, folklore ginned up by opponents who don't like fossil fuel development. Sadly, that's what's going on in Underwood, too. Boy, appreciate the call. Let's go to Lee in Oliver County. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, the only comment on this thing I want to make is been hearing the radical groups, and that word is a little bit over the top, I think, too, because I know and have worked with in the past people from Dakota Resource Council, and they are about as far from radical as you can get. They're very clear-minded people, the ones I knew years ago, and basically help people in North Dakota, like you and me, that are landowners next to this thing and have a stake in this. They just help people out to find out what's going on, in this case, what's going to go into the pit, you know? I mean, this pit was designed...
Lee, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question, Lee? There is a statement on their website saying that they oppose fossil fuel developments. Do you think that's a reasonable position?
Well, did you go on to read the text that was in, the content?
Yeah, absolutely. If you read it, that is part of their agenda to eliminate this country's dependence on fossil fuels. But also, if you look at their funding sources, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying everything they do, because I know that there are a lot of people that have had experiences like you. But that group has gotten increasingly radical in their approach. And the reason I say that is that if you look at the testimony that was given and the kinds of information that they tried to sell in that, but also then look at their funding sources, and of course, they're like the Sierra Club, who has now declared war on fossil fuel development in this country, and in fact, targeted and is targeting North Dakota as part of that effort. That's one of their major funding sources. Another one of their major funding sources is a group called Tides Incorporated. So again, these, you know, they're the people putting money in Dakota Resource Council are doing it for a reason. And if you look at where the money comes from, that's what you're going to find. Again, it's not black and white. It's not all bad. But the reality is that these groups are doing exactly what we're talking about.
Thanks, Lee. Super Talk coming up.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Listening to What's on Your Mind with the world famous Scott Henin and the not even famous in my block, Pat Finken, sitting in for Steve Bakken, who is, you know, what a name to have doing this show in this part of the world. You know, is that his real name or is that, oh, I don't suppose you can really tell me, but holy cow.
Yes, what
it's
a real name. Real
it's
name.
Really his name.
That's really his name.
Man, you could come up with a better radio name.
Oh, I know,
than that.
I know. It seems kind of timely, like, hey, let's call you Bakken because of the oil, but no, that is his name.
Wow, that's amazing.
Now, he also will be very quick to tell you that doesn't mean he's related to the money.
I've talked to him a couple of times. I was picking up on that vibe. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, it's time for Trooper Talk, and we've got two troopers with us in the studio today. And, of course, your phone calls are always one of the most important elements of this. With us today is Chad Hermanson and Gerald Baumgartner with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, we're looking forward to this. This always lights up the phone because you guys are very popular in our listening area. I'm not putting that necessarily always in the favorable light, but for purposes of this show, we won't talk about my past speeding history. So, luckily, that's as far as I've ever been upside down with these two. So, anyway, one of the questions that, and of course, your phone calls are always appreciated. And Scott, you can give them the phone numbers if you want, since I don't have those.
800. Sure, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, our telephone number for a little Trooper Talk today with the North Dakota Highway Patrol representatives. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. It sounds like you have the first question ready to go, Pat.
Yeah, no, one of the things I wanted to ask you guys, and this struck me through the, you know, there's a lot of discussion going on in the state right now about traffic in the oil patch. And it dawned on me, especially, you know, as I'm cruising along on Interstate 94, and a lot of the trucks are going 55 or 60 miles an hour, despite what's happening with the traffic around them, because that's kind of what's going on. But the question I have is, would there be any value if we were to just slow the whole area down? Just say all those, at least on the state roads, which you guys have, you know, the state has some authority over, would there be value just to take everybody down to the level the trucks are driving, just to kind of get everybody flowing at about the same rate?
I don't believe that there'd be any value to it. I think that the people that are in a hurry are still going to continue to be in a hurry and continue to pass the trucks at a high rate of speed, and that's still going to cause the accidents around the trucks. You know, it's not a whole lot of our truck traffic that's causing the accidents. It's the people passing, you know, on the hills, you know, not being patient with the trucks as they're climbing the hills. We all know that trucks, they slow down as they're loaded going up the hills. They're being impatient. They're passing the trucks. and then they're causing that accident. Is they're in the wrong lane or pulling back in front of the trucks too soon or some aspect like that.
No, that was the only thought I had is if you could slow the whole thing down. But what you're basically saying is it won't matter if they're going to blow by them, they're going to blow by them regardless of what the speed limit is.
Yeah, when they're passing, they're doing 90 miles an hour anyway when they're passing the trucks. They're not slowing down no matter what.
I feel that it's a patience issue.
Yep, correct.
You know, like Sergeant said, most of these trucks are governed out 62, 64 miles an hour. They're going up a hill with load. You know, they're going to be slowing down. People are always in a hurry. And best advice is to, you know, take this into consideration before you leave. If you need to be somewhere, leave a little earlier.
Take a little more time in that. Do you guys feel like you're getting a better handle on what's going on out there, both in terms of the traffic flow, but also in terms of some of the overload?
Overload in weights or just
weights.
Traffic?
Yeah, I mean, because the other issue is part of it is the increase in traffic, which, of course, is going to take a while. DOT is spending a lot of money out there to build new roads and build bypasses and to convert some of these roads to a higher grade. But the other side, of course, is the condition of the roads because of the increased truck traffic. And some of that is overload weights, those kinds of things. Are you feel like you're starting to get a handle on some of that?
It's every day. Every day we go out and we do what we can, and every day is just going out and doing the work, and we're out there every day doing it. So it's just doing it.
I think that we are, you know, doing everything that we can. The Highway Patrol has implemented a new automated routing permitting system for these loads, and, you know, it's inevitable out in the West with, you know, various rig movements, things of that nature. But we're doing all we can at this point.
Scotty, did you have a question for our guests? Oh, we might have lost Scotty for a minute there. That's fine. Anyway, by the way, if you have a question for the troopers, whether it be about the oil patch or anywhere in North Dakota, please feel free to join us. The numbers here in Bismarck are 258-0550. That's 258-0550. Or toll-free anywhere in the listening area for the greater What's On Your Mind audience at 800-228-0550. One of the questions I had for you, and this is a little off the beam, I know there's probably things that you guys want to talk about, but my question to you is, what's the funniest thing you guys have ever run into on the road? Obviously out there every day, anything ever kind of make you chuckle in terms of what's going on, not just in the oil patch, but anywhere? Goofy people, funny situations?
I guess as you ask the question, nothing comes to mind right now. I suppose if we talk here, something will come to me. But the people are people, and people are just funny. As we go here, I'll probably think of something here.
Let's go to Ray in Bismarck. He's got some questions for you guys. Ray, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Did you have a question for the troopers?
Yeah, I was wondering why this Highway Department took these yield signs off the off ramps on the state highway. Just about so many times you've gone to the side swipe, you can't move off the right lane, and there's somebody on your left side, and you can't move over. And these people don't even slow down; they feel they got the right of way.
You're talking on the on ramps going onto the freeway
on the interstate. Yeah.
The law reads that you must yield the right-of-way entering the roadway. So the car that's on the roadway already has the right-of-way, so that as you're entering it, you have to yield to the car that's on the roadway.
Well, I know that, but these people don't do it. And you wind up braking because they took their yield signs off these off-ramps.
Okay, well...
And I was wondering what their reasoning was for that.
Well, I'm not sure if they've ever been there before. I don't ever remember.
You hear me now?
Oh, come on now. The yield signs have been on these pots years.
Okay. Well,
it's something that I guess you guys will have to look into. I don't remember seeing them either, but that may be an isolated case in some parts, some remnants of that. But a good question.
Ever since the interstate was built, these off-ramps had yield signs on them.
Well, and that's great. The point is still valid, is that I guess if you want to send us the exit number that you're at, we'll make sure we park a car there and nab a couple of these guys. that's one of the realities of having the juice here in the office with us. So,
yeah. I have another question.
Okay.
I don't know what the law is now, but it used to be when you, like the 86s and stuff like that, you had dual headlights. And when you dimmed your lights, you were only allowed two white lights. And yep. Now with these cars, these people, they got this light in the bottom of the hood, whatever they want to call it, and they dim their lights, and there's still four white lights on the front of the vehicle, and the law states only two white lights.
Well, you can have four lights to the front. That's what the law reads. You can't have more than four.
Yeah, but on dim, there's only supposed to be two.
Well, at any one time, you can only have four. So even on dim, you could still have four. You just can't have more than four. That's all the law reads.
Ray, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Ray. Appreciate it. And speaking of headlights, Charlie up on Highway 85 has a question, Pat, too, for our guests from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. We're talking to the troopers today. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Charlie, with your question on headlights.
Hey, I agree with the officers. I don't think speed is an issue because people are going to pass me when I'm going slow, regardless of how fast I'm going. My issue is people driving without their lights on. I can't even tell you how many people drive without their lights on in the dusk and in the dawn, sometimes even at night. Visibility and being able to see those people is more important than their speed. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I would agree. You have to be able to see people. And if you got your headlights on, it makes a huge difference to be able to see the people in the, you know, the dusk and dawn. Those times of day are very difficult to see.
I fully agree. I drive with my headlights on all the time, whether it be in my personal vehicle or in my patrol vehicle. Day or night, I have them on. I fully agree with that statement.
Yeah,
and probably a good reminder for people listening to the show today to make sure they leave those on, especially at, you know, when you're not thinking about it, dusk and at dawn.
Yeah, I don't know if North Dakota can come up with a campaign, you know, turn the lights on. But it's a great idea.
Hey, Charlie, thanks for the call. Guys, what do you see as, is there one thing that would really make a difference in terms of safe driving here in North Dakota that you see that people should know about and maybe change the way we act and the way we drive in the state? Is there something that if you could just talk to the people in North Dakota and say, here's one thing that would really make a difference, what is that?
Out west, it's just being patient. The cars are passing, and there's no place to go. They're getting around one or two trucks, and then they're just waiting behind another truck. It's just about being patient. Once they get to the four lane, then you have open lanes. But out west, we have what's called, they're called passing lanes, but they're just a short distance. They're, you know, three quarters of a mile, sometimes a half mile, and it takes them nowhere. They just need to just be patient. And I guess mainly it's just patience out there and just relaxing. They'll get from point A to point B. It's usually just a 40 mile stretch from one town to the next town, and they'll get there. They just have to relax, slow down. There's a lot of traffic in those two-lane roads.
They improve their odds of getting there a lot better if they're a little more patient on the road. Scotty, you had an email question to add to the discussion.
May start a food fight, but the question was, who's the worst offenders on speed limits? Is it truckers or is it other vehicles?
Other vehicles.
Other vehicles, hands down.
Yeah, because you mentioned before is a lot of these trucks now have governors and the companies are putting that in because of fuel consumption.
Absolutely. Fuel consumption. Most companies nowadays have GPS on the trucks as well, where from their main office they can ping these vehicles at any point and see how fast they are going. So,
which gets back to what we were talking before. It's just a matter of patience because these trucks are not going to go faster than 60 to 62 miles an hour in most situations. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, we have to take a break. We'll get Joseph in Bismarck, who has a question next for our guests. Congressman Kevin Kramer, by the way, coming up next hour. We're chatting with Sergeant Chad Hermanson and Trooper Gerald Baumgartner with Pat Finken filling in for Steve Bakken today. I'm Scott Hannon. More Trooper Talk with our guests from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Your calls at 800-228-0550 after this timeout.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the happy camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi, my name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're back at What's in Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon with Pat Finken in for Steve Bakken today. It's Trooper Talk. Sergeant Chad Hermanson, Trooper Gerald Baumgartner from the North Dakota Highway Patrol taking your questions. This is about a 5-6 minute segment, so we'll go quickly through these calls waiting to chat with our guests at 800-228-0550. Ted Towner, go ahead for the Troopers.
When I see a lot of people going down the road, they're not doing their job. They don't pay attention. They act like they're sitting at home at the kitchen table, you know. When you're driving down the road, you need to do 100%. Pay attention, see what's going on. And then they're speeding most of the time and not realizing what the heck they're doing, you know. That's a big problem I see.
Is distracted driving a big problem, fellas?
Yeah, I agree. Distracted. You have to be driving. You have to keep your eyes, you know, down the road, not off the hood of the car. You have to be looking down the road, hands on the steering wheel, be engaged, looking right, left, back down the road again, back down at your instrument panel. You know, actually be active in driving and not daydreaming.
I think a big problem with that is, you know, all the technology that we have today, whether it be cell phones, whatever the case may be, people truly aren't paying attention to what they're supposed to be doing.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. Let's go to Joseph on headlights. Joseph, you have a question for the troopers?
I think Joe's gone. I think we're going to Matt next.
Oh, okay.
Matt and Bismarck, go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. A little confusing. My son was driving a one-ton pickup truck with a bumper hitch with two 3,500-pound axles on it. He got a ticket for commercial driver's license, not having a commercial driver's license or a Class B license. Can you tell me how that would happen?
Well, the trailer he was hauling just had two 3,500-pound axles on it.
Yeah, but there was no, on the bumper hitch, on the hitch itself, you're supposed to have, or it should have, the exact weight that the truck should be, or the trailer should be able to handle, and that wasn't on there.
Yeah,
he went by tire size, or she.
Okay, well, we usually don't go by tire size, usually there'll be a stamp in the axle itself, in each axle.
Okay.
If there isn't a tag on there that tells you the gross vehicle weight rating of the trailer, then we'll go by the axle. But okay. The trailer needs to be over 10,001 pounds, and then the trailer over 10,001 pounds, and then the truck, the two weights together need to be over 26,001 pounds, and then we'd be a Class A license.
Or Class B.
Well, the two there would be a Class A. If it's just a truck that's 26,001 pounds, then it'd be a Class B. But because it's articulating there with a 10,001 pound, then it'd be a Class A.
Right. It's the gross vehicle combination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for the call. Guys, you've got a couple of initiatives going on in the state of North Dakota. One is statewide, and one is a special oil field initiative. Let's talk about that a little bit. You've got a hazmat blitz coming up, I understand.
Yeah, in August here, we're going to be taking all the motor carrier division out. All of our guys will go out into the western part of the state. We'll spread out in the whole western side, and we'll just target hazardous material vehicles, stop those, or do checkpoints, and just do inspections on hazardous material vehicles.
And what's the point of that? What are you trying to accomplish with that?
Just doing inspections on them, just making sure that they're in compliance with the federal regulations. Feds will also be going out with us, bringing out their inspectors and looking at their paperwork and vehicles.
And then you've also got a click it or ticket program coming up pretty soon as well, I understand.
I think that's active right now this week. It's started this week, the click it or ticket.
And what's the area that it's covering this week?
The whole state is click it or ticket.
So one of the questions that one of the email folks had was, in that, you know, the ads oftentimes talk about it as though it's a primary offense, where in North Dakota it's a little different. He was a little concerned about the fact that they seem misleading. But those are national ads, aren't they, that run in support of that program?
Yeah, the Click It or Ticket is a national program, and North Dakota participates in the national program. But in North Dakota, the seatbelt law is a secondary offense. Usually you're pulled over when you've created a traffic violation, and then you're pulled over. If you're not wearing a seatbelt, you are cited for the seatbelt violation. Now, if you have a child in your car and you're driving around with a child that's not seatbelted or in a child restraint, you can be ticketed for that, for a primary violation, just for not having that child seatbelted in. Or if you're driving a commercial motor vehicle and you're not seatbelted in, you can be stopped for a primary violation that way, just for not wearing your seatbelt.
I think we've got about a minute left. Let's go to Ed in Zap, North Dakota. Let's zip to Zap right now.
There you go. Go ahead, Ed.
That's a good hate. One of the things that I wanted to emphasize is I travel 200 a lot. I go from McCluskey all the way to Kildare, past Kildare over to Bellfield. One of the emphasis, I've been completely put in the ditch by a semi. I try to pass. He completely cut me off, put me in the ditch.
you know, we pay attention and everything. Another thing is you talk about overloads. I've yet to see a weigh station on 200 between Kildare and 83.
All right, Ed, I'm going to intervene here just because we only have a short time for their response on anything on 200 you guys want to add before we let you go?
Yeah. We have trailer scales that are mobile, so we have them out there, and they go out on 200, and we do the overloads out there. And for being put in the ditch by trucks, the majority of the truck drivers are professional drivers, but there are some that probably need a little bit of work on their driving skills.
Appreciate the call, Ed. We're going to have you back longer next time because obviously lots of calls, lots of questions. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Trooper Talk with North Dakota Highway Patrol today. Kevin Kramer coming up.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.